Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 33 through 40, and chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Brethren, all the saints through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, received promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release, that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and scourging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two. They were tempted, they were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, ill-treated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering over deserts and mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, though well attested by their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had foreseen something better for us, that apart from us they should not be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfection of our faith. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 10, verses 16 through 22. The Lord said to his disciples, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents, and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils, and flog you in their synagogues. And you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear testimony before them and the Gentiles. When they deliver you up, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say. For what you are to say will be given to you in that hour, for it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved." On this day, the 1st of August, we commemorate the Holy Seven Maccabee children, Salomone, their mother, and Eleazar, their teacher. The names of the Holy Maccabees are Abim, Anthony, Guria, Eleazar, Ephzabona, Akim, and Marcellus. They were Jews by race and exact keepers of the laws of the fathers. They lived during the reign of Antiochus, who was surnamed Epiphanes, the king of Syria and an implacable enemy of the Jews, having subjugated their whole nation and done many evil things to them, not sparing to assail the most sacred matters of their faith. He constrained them, among other things, to partake of swine's flesh, which was forbidden by the law. Then these pious youths, on being apprehended together with their mother and their teacher, were constrained to set at naught the law, and were subjected to unspeakable tortures, rackings, and the breaking of their bones, and the flaying of their flesh, fire, dismemberment, and such things as only a tyrant's mind and a bestial soul is able to contrive. But when they had endured all things courageously, and showed indeed that the mind is sovereign over the passions, and is able to conquer them if it so desires, they gloriously ended their lives in torments, surrendering their life for the sake of the observance of the divine law. The first to die was their teacher Eleazar, then all the brethren in order of their age. As for their wondrous mother Salomone, filled with a courageous spirit and stirring up her womanish thoughts with a manly wrath, she was present at her children's triumph over the tyrant, strengthening them in their struggle for the sake of their faith, and enduring stout-heartedly their sufferings for the sake of their hope in the Lord. After her last and youngest son had been perfected in martyrdom, when she was about to be seized to be put to death, she cast herself into the fire that they might not touch her, and thus was deemed worthy of a blessed end together with her sons in the year 168 before Christ. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to readings and remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.